The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis Dalet Amud Aleph enters into the topic that repeats itself every 10 dafim in the Masechta. There's a machlokes Rav Neir and Rav Lozer regarding all shtori kinyan, whether Eidei Mesira Karsi or Eidei Chasima Karsi. What exactly is the machlokes? Rav Lozer holds that you don't need Eidei Chasima. Rav Neir holds that without Eidei Chasima, it's not considered a shtar at all. What the nafkaminas halacha lemaisa? So then the major nafkamin is, what if you have a shtar kinyan that doesn't have any Eidei Chasim? So according to Rav Lozer, there's nothing wrong. It's kosher lechatchila. The Mishnah says, Shehu Eidim Chosim Malaget Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam. It is either Takana Midrabbanan or an Eitzatayva Midrabbanan, but basically the get will be kosher even without Eidei Chasim. Any kind of coin to Rav Meir, a get without Eidei Chasim is nothing. The Gemara in fact says later on Peivov Hamid Beis, there is a din of Reach HaGet. Reach HaGet appears in the Mishnayis. A man gives a get to his wife and says, Ha'reat Mevoreshes Mimeni Ve'iat Menteres Lushem Adam. I don't want to be obligated to support you, Sheikh Susviyoina, but I don't want you to be Muteres La'achera. So that's not a valid get. If he's not Mata the woman, La'ashuk, it's not a valid get. So nonetheless, the Mishnah says in the last parak in Gittin that that's called a Reach HaGet. Based on the pasuk, V'isha Grusha Me'isha, Lo Yikocha, a kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, even though she was only in his Garsha Mebaila, Isha Grusha Me'isha. It was never Mata her Lekuli Alma. It's a Chumrah. So even though the get is not kosher, the woman is Asur Lekuhuna. That's the question, whether the din of Reach HaGet is a din derais, a din derabbanan. The Rambam sounds like he says that it's only a din of derabbanan. The Magen Mishnah quotes that there are Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam, who feel that Reach HaGet is a din in HaTorah. And then we saw the Tshuva and the Shagasari HaKadosh, so he thinks the Magen Mishnah is right, that Reach HaGet is a din derais, it's not a din derabbanan. So the Gemara has a discussion there on Peivav and Midbeis, and another beginning of the third parak in Gittin. Are there other cases of Reach HaGet? or is there only one case in the whole wide world? The only case the Mishnah has is where the husband gave a get to his wife and says, Hare Megoresh is Memeni, Vahare Iyap and Teres Lushim Adam. Or he says, Hare Muteres Luchal Adam Chutz Mifleini. So we paskin that that's no good, and nonetheless it's a Reach HaGet. So what if the Gemara says on Peivav and Beis, what if you hold like Reb Meir that a get, like any shtar kinyan, requires Eidei Chasima, and the Baal gives a get to his wife that doesn't have any Eidei Chasima signed on the bottom, would that constitute a Reach HaGet? So the Gemara says, nothing with nothing. I feel a Reach HaGet, then, but it's not even a Reach HaGet. If you don't have Eidei Chasima signed on the bottom, it's not considered a get at all. It's nothing. The Shaila is, can you necessarily prove from that Gemara that Hu Adinami, according to Rav Lozer, Rav Lozer holds that Eidei Mesira Karsi, you don't need Eidei Chasima, you have to have Eidei Mesira. So what if the husband gives a get to his wife, Benola Benola, without any Eidei Mesira? Would you say that that's also nothing with nothing? So that's what the Shagasari writes in the next tshuva. The first tshuva in the tshuva Sachadoshes. First tshuva, he discusses whether Reach HaGet is a din derais, a din derabbanan. He says it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. He votes for the Magen Mishnah. He thinks the Magen Mishnah is right. It's election season. So he thinks the Magen Mishnah is right, that it's a din derais. Then the next tshuva, he discusses, are there any other cases of Reach HaGet? So he says, no. That's the only one whole case in Kol Olam Kula. The whole wide world is only one case of Reach HaGet. And he says that just like the Gemara said, because the Gemara, beginning of the third parak, discusses the four different kinds of Shalol Lishma. The Mishnah has four different kinds. The first kind of Shalol Lishma is when they wrote to get Lehislame. They just wrote for practice. The second case was a husband wrote a get for his wife and a different couple in the same city want to use that get. It was written for a different couple. So that's also not called Lishma. The third case is the same man has two wives. He wrote a get to divorce one, and they're both wives have the same name. They wrote a get to divorce one wife, and then he changes his mind. He wants to divorce the other wife. It's also no good of Shalol Lishma. The fourth case the Mishnah says is that he has two wives, and when he wrote the get, he has in mind, Leizah Sheretze Agarshenu. He has in mind he's going to decide later. So at the time of the Ksivas HaGet, he had in mind he may give it to this one, he may give it to that one. So it's still, the Gemara says, Ein Breira, so it's no good. That's called Shalol Lishma. So the Gemara says, maybe there's room to distinguish it. Maybe the first get is, maybe even the first get is a Reach HaGet. Maybe the first get is not a Reach HaGet. The second get is a Reach HaGet. Maybe the first one not a Reach HaGet. The third one is a Reach HaGet. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that none of them are a Reach HaGet. So the Shagasari quotes that Gemara at the beginning of the third parak, that none of the four cases are Reach HaGet. And the Gemara quotes the Gemara on Peivav on the base. that according to Rav Meir, who holds Eidi Chasima Karsi, if the husband gives a get, B'li Eidi Chasima, is nothing with nothing, is not even Re'echa get. And he comes to the conclusion, the way we pass in Halacha Rav Loza Begitin, if the husband will give a get, the get does need Eidi Chasima. The husband will give a get to his wife without Eidi Mesira, that also will not be a Re'echa get. It doesn't get off the ground, it's nothing with nothing. Not everybody agrees with that Shagasari. The Shulti Giborim came a few centuries before the Shagasari, and he doesn't agree. Shulti Giborim writes Beferish, the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Shulti Giborim, that if the husband gives a get to the wife, Bein Ola Bein Oa, that will be considered a Re'echa get. It's not the same. A lack of Eidi Chasima. Shagasari has Midirat Meir Nishmal Rav Loza. Just like according to Rav Meir, if you have no Eidi Chasima, the Gemara says it's not afila re'echa get then, but that's on pei vav and beis. With nami l'rab lozer, if you have a lack of eidi mesira, afila re'echa get then, but it's not necessarily a tzushta. You can say that eidi chasima, according to Rab Meir, are necessary la shvu yishtar. If you don't have eidi chasima, it's not a shtar rayet. If it's not a shtar rayet, it can't serve as a shtar kinyan. Rab Meir holds the way that you accomplish a shtar kinyan is by giving the other person a rayet, that it took effect, that it took place, that causes it to take effect. So if you don't have Eidi Chasima, you didn't even get the first base. But if you don't have Eidi Mesira maybe is not a, that's a question. According to Rav Loza, Eidi Mesira Karsi is a din. You need Eidi Mesira la Shavuya Ishtara. Without Eidi Mesira, doesn't have the status of a shtar. Well, no. According to Rav Loza, you don't need Eidi Chasima, you don't need Eidi Mesira. You need Eidi Chasima, because without Eidi Chasima, there's no Eidi Slikim Adov. Like when you give a ring under the chuppah, you need Eidi Slikim Adov. So when you give a get, you need Eidus L'kim Adover. That's a big shaila. This is Sefer Imre Moshe, by Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim. He wrote the Sefer Melechas Yonta before he learned by Rav Chaim. That's about Doichal Nefesh, Echshir Echal Nefesh. That's Koidim Atan Torah, a different style. Then after he learned by Rav Chaim, the whole Hebrew changed, the whole language changed, the style of thinking changed, everything is totally different. He has a whole essay in a Sefer, it's a classic Sefer Imre Moshe, where he quotes, Rav Chaim pointed out that Rashi and the Rambam both say explicitly, the Rashi is later in the Masech, the Rav Chaim and the Rashi and the Rambam both are of the opinion, Eidi Mesira Karsi are not needed, the Eidi Mesira are not needed according to Rav Loza La Shavu Yishtara. Not the same as according to Rav Meir, that without Eidi Chasima it's not called a shtar. No, according to Rav Loza, without Eidi Chasima, it's a good shtar. The only thing is, you need Eidi Slikim Adov. Without Eidi Slikim Adov, it's not going to be chal. But just because the get is not chal, doesn't mean that it's not a Re'echa get. Whenever you give a Maisa Gerishin, even though it wasn't chal, that could be considered Re'echa get. What could understand the Shilti Giborim like that? Rav Chaim has his famous essay on the Rambam in Hilchas Chalitza, where he discusses the Nemukhi Yosef on Yevamos writes, what if you do Chalitza Beino LeBeino? So the Mishnah says, in order for the chalitza to be matted, the yevamah lehinasi lashuk, it has to be done in the presence of a bezin. Cholatz beino, there was no bezin, or even cholatz bifnei shloisha, he did the chalitza in the presence of a bezin of three, but he did it balaylo, so there's no yeshiva's bezin, you can't have a tchilas yeshiva's bezin balaylo. So the Mishnah says that the chalitza is no good. So the question is, the chalitza is absolutely nothing, it's like klum, or do you say, no, it's a chalitza psula. Just like by a get, we have sometimes rare instances, maybe only one case, Shagazai claims only one case, where the get is no good, but she's still called the Grusha Lekoyen. That's the din of Re'echa get, which the Shagazai thinks is a din deraisa. So by Chalitza, you also have something similar. You have a husband, the Yovam, the surviving brother, does Chalitza to the Yavama. The Chalitza is not good enough to be Mata Harli Hinasi Lashuk, but it is considered a Chalitza Le'inyan that she's not allowed to perform Yibum now. Once you do Chalitza, you're not allowed to do Yibum. So the Gemara calls that chalitza psula. If you did a chalitza, they had something wrong with it. So although it's not a chalitza to be matel livamed lehinase lashuk, but it is enough of a chalitza to ask it to do yibum after it. Rabbi Chana Vasserman writes in the Sefer on Yevamos in the Kovet Zoharis that there's room to argue that that institution of chalitza psula, that she's not allowed to do yibum, could be that that's a din deraisa learned out from Re'echa get. You have a pasuk by Re'echa get, which Shagasari thinks is a din deraisa, and it could be a learn out amamatzinu asvar, just like by get, there's such an institution of Re'echa get. So by chalitza, there's a Re'echa chalitza, has the status of a chalitza lechumre, even though it doesn't have the status of a chalitza lekula. So what if you do a chalitza beino lebeino? There won't be a bezin. So the Mishnah says that that it has the status of a chalitza psula. So the Nemuki Yosef, on the side of the Rif on Yavamis, we don't have the Ran, we have the Nemuki Yosef. So the Nemuki Yosef writes, Bamed Varam Amurim, that when he did the chalitza, there were Edus L'kim Adovah. If you don't have Edus L'kim Adovah, so it's not even going to be a chalitza psula. It'll be nothing with nothing. But if you have Edim L'kim Adovah, but there just wasn't the Bezdin, you only had two people, not three. Or you had 10 people, but it was Balailo, so there's no Din Bezdin Balailo. So you have Edus L'kim Adovah, but you didn't have the Bezdin. So then the Nemuki Yosef claims that it'll be a chalitza psula. But if you did chalitza benola benol, literally, there weren't even Edus L'kim Adovah, it's not even a chalitza psula, it's ain't a klum. That's what the Nemuki Yosef writes explicitly. So apparently he sounds a little bit like he thinks along the lines of the Shagazar, that if you didn't have Edus L'kim Adovah, wouldn't even be considered a Re'ach HaGet, unless you don't necessarily have to make the comparison completely. But if you make such a tzushtel, the Gemara does make such a tzushtel, a relationship between chalitza psula and Re'ach HaGet.
According to the Rif, according to Belozer, you don't need, right, the guest kosher with just Eidich HaSim.
Right. If you have Eidich HaSim. What if you have no Eidich HaSim, no Eidich Mesir? That's what we're talking about. If you have neither Eidich HaSim or...
What is it? It's not...
So that's what the Shagazari says. Here's the Shagazari. Here he is. What is it? You said it's nothing. That's what the Shagazari says. And the Shilta Gibarim says no.
Well, we just have to say it is something.
The Shilta Gibarim quoted by the Beis Shmuel, by the Chalkas Bochag, by the Darkei Moshe. They all quote this Shilta Gibarim. The husband wrote Tariyat Begureshes Mimeni and he gave it to his wife. So just because he didn't have Eidich Hasima, it doesn't matter. If he would have had Eidich Mesir, it would have been good. He didn't have Eidich Mesir. So it's not Chal, so what? But it's still a Re'ach HaGet. The get is there. He made a Kenyan shtar. So the Shilta Gemara holds that that's a Re'ach HaGet. So the Gemara draws parallels between the Gemara in the beginning of the third parak. Seems to make this relationship. That's where Rabbi Chana Vassaman got it from. The Gemara Chav Dalav Amebe. The Gemara makes a relationship between Re'ach HaGet and Chalitza Psula. That's what led him to believe that maybe Chalitza Psula is an institution deraisa. That once you did Chalitza Psula, you're not allowed to do a Yibum afterwards. Yeah.
The
Chumar
of the Ramah
that what? They needed a Bezdin?
Yeah, and at night. That you couldn't get in at night.
Yeah.
So that would only work with the Shagazari.
No, that's a Chumar mid Rabbanon. That's not Minatara. No, by Chalitza, you need a Bezdin Minatara. By a get, if you give a get by Laila B'dievet, it will be kosher. The Ramah said B'shas Hadchak, he may write a get by, he may give a get by Laila. That's a Chumar mid Rabbanon. Kol Sheinu Debet, get Mekedushin. Like, hey, I say, come on, you need a Bezdin. No, we're leaving out that din de rabban. So the Rab Chaim on a sefer and a sefer on the Rambam Hilchas Chalitza has one essay. So in that one essay he has on Hilchas Chalitza, he quotes the Nemuki Yosef in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza says, if cholas beinol beinol literally, there's no bezdin and there's no edus l'kim adavar, it's not even a chalitza psula, it's ain't a klum. If there are edim but there's no bezdin, then it has a din of chalitza psula. Rab Chaim writes that he gets the impression from the Rambam that the Rambam took the Mishnah literally. Cholatz beinola beinom mamish no edim at all. Not only no bezin, no edim either. So he wonders why does the Rambam consider that chalitza psula should have been nothing but nothing. So this leads him, he jumps to the conclusion that the Rambam's opinion is that chalitza doesn't require edus l'kim adam. So this is a question, is that jump really justified? Maybe the Rambam holds that you do need Eidus L'kim Adovah by Chalitza, but by get proper, he would say like the Shilta Gibarim. If you give a get without Eidim Mesir, maybe it's also called a Re'ach HaGet. Maybe Eidus L'kim Adovah is only needed that the get should be Chal, that the Chalitza should be Chal. And if it's not Chal, it'll still be a Chalitza Psula. Abchaim assumes like the Shagasariya, that if you give a get against the Shilta Gibarim, if you give a get... The husband gives a get to his wife, no Eidich Hasima sign, no Eidich Mesira sign, there would not be a Re'ach HaGet. So he assumes if Chalitza would have required Eidus L'kim Adovah, Rambam would have agreed with the Nemuki Yosef. That if you do Chalitza without any Eidim, literally, Benola Benol shouldn't be Chalitza Psula at all. So this is what leads Rab Chaim to the conclusion that the Rambam's opinion is that Chalitza doesn't require Eidus L'kim Adovah. That's very questionable. What? How does he explain that? Why Chalitza does need Eidus L'kim Adovah? Rab Chaim has a fantastic chiddush, which halacha lemaisa. We don't paskin like he says. The Rambam holds like this. He's not saying halacha lemaisa. We paskin halacha against that Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim claims the Rambam's opinion is that edus lekima dov is only needed to elevate the level of das that you need in the case. In Mekka Chamemka, you need das, but you don't need such a high level of das. In Gittin Kiddushin, which is a more serious issue, so you need a higher level of das. So to accomplish that, it should be considered a higher level of das. So the das has to be expressed in public. And public means the hainu in the presence of two kosher eidim. So Rab Chaim says that by chalitza you don't need das at all. V'haraya, the Gemara had a havamina that a katan can do chalitza, that a cherish can do chalitza. So how can a katan do chalitza al pidin as a labada? So you see, all you need is kavona. Achi is kavon hu, achi is kavon hi. Kavona is a lower level. Das is a higher level. And das gitni kiddushin is even a higher level than plain old das. So that's what Rab Chaim suggests. According to the Rambam, you don't need Eidus Likim Adova by Chalitza. The Rambam disagrees with the Nemuki Yosef. Rambam holds that Eidus Likim Adova is a shear in determining whether you have accomplished this high level of das. Chalitza doesn't require such a high level of das, doesn't require das at all. V'harayi the havamina that a cotton could do the Chalitza. And the maskana cotton can't do Chalitza because ish ksi b'parsha. Akzeris ha-kosin, not because he need das.
What's
the sheet of the Rambam with regards to Eidus Lekima Dover by a get? With regards to whether or not giving you a get actually needs Eidus Lekima Dover at the time of giving you a get. The Rambam writes that Eidus Lekima Dover like Rav Loza is because you need Eidus Lekima because it's a Dover Shebi'erva. He doesn't say Eidus Lekima Dover because in Hilchus Shtoris. When the Rambam writes in Hilchus Mechira how to sell karka, so he writes on a piece of paper, no Eidi Mesira, no Eidi Chasima. He gives the piece of paper, Beno la Beno, and that accomplishes the Kinyan. The only time he requires Eidi Mesira is by Gitmi Kiddushin, because he needs Eidus Lekima Dover. That's the Ramam that the Imre Moshe quotes, that Rab Chaim pointed out, that the Ramam and Rashi later on Chav Dalet say that Eidi Mesira Karsi, Eidi Mesira are needed, but Torah is Eidus Lekima Dover, not because of Hilchus Shtoris. The Shtar Mammon, the Rambam says, the Mechaba quotes the Rambam. Shtar Mammon needs no Eidi Chasima and needs no Eidi Mesira. That's the Rambam, the Farish. Tosis doesn't seem to hold like that at all. Tosis on Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis says that we paskin like Rab Lozer, that Eidi Mesira Karsi, and you always need Eidi Mesira. The chain star matnas karka star mecha. The last three lines in the Tosis di Ramaschal de Kai Malon and Dalan Map. There's a famous line in Tosis. Tosis writes that by star mecha and karka star matona karka is niknas bishtar. Karka is niknas either the kesa bishtar or bechazaka. The Mishnah in Kiddushin, the first parak. So if you're selling karka, or giving karka and matona ayde shtar. So Tosis says you have to have Eidi Mesira. If you don't have Eidi Mesira, the kinyan won't be chal. And they're not talking about Dovah Shebi'er, we're talking about Karka. So they hold Eidim Mesira Karsi, they didn't call it Terakula. Then Tosis says, Ve'en Araya, it's not 100% Mi'u Yesh L'chalek, Tosis says in the last two lines. There's room to distinguish between Shtorei Karka and Shtorei Git Mikidushin. When they make this statement, there's room to distinguish, they still don't say like Rashi and the Ram. They don't say because Eidim Mesira Karsi is only a din in Eidus Lekima Dover by Gitni Kiddushin. They say differently. They say that they say that Hoidos Baldin Kimei Eidim Domi only applies in Dini Mamanis and doesn't apply in Gitni Kiddushin. So they're relying on a different thing. This is the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on the Av Samachem base says when the Chosin gives the ring to the Kalin, it says Hariat Mekudeshesli, he has to say it in the presence of Eidim. And that the Gemara learns it out from Gzeira Shava, Dover, Dover, Mimam, and you need Eidus Lekima Dover. What do you mean, Eidus Lekima Dover? That the Kiddushin is only Chal if it can be proven later on, if the Kiddushin was done in such a fashion that you can prove later on that the Kiddushin was done. So you have to have Eidim watching that it's covered with Arayas Eidim. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Kiddushin is always covered with Araya. Hoidos Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami, the Chosin and the Kala will admit later on that they got married. So the Kiddushin is always covered, unless you do Kiddushin Ayidei Shliach. The Chosin sent the Shliach, the Kala sent the Shliach, so the Shliach is not the Baldover. But if the Chosin gave the ring directly to the Kala, so the Maisei Kiddushin is covered with a Raya, not a Raya of Eidim, it's covered with a Raya of Haidos Baldin. Theoretically, the Chosin Kala can come later on and admit that they got married. So the Gemara says, no, Haidu'az Baldin Kameidim Dami doesn't apply to Gittin Kedushin because it's Chav Lachrini. But you see from the Gemara that even though you require Eidus Likim Adavar, if the din would have been that Haidu'az Baldin Kameidim Dami applies to Gittin Kedushin, what that would have been able to substitute for the Eidus Likim Adavar. So Tosfos says, but indeed in Mominus, there is a din of Haidu'az Baldin Kameidim Dami. So the Moicher, or the Nois and the Karka B'matana, is present when he gives over the shtar to the Lakeach. So you don't need Eidi Chasima. According to Rabbi Loza, you never need Eidi Chasima. You need Eidi Mesira Karsi to make it into a shtar. So the, like the Gemara said in Kiddushin Dav Samachet Havamina, was that the fact that the Baal himself gives over the Kesu Kiddushin to the Isha, he can make a Hedos Baldin later on. So that means that the Kiddushin is covered with a Raya. So the Gemara rejects it because Hadas Badin doesn't apply to Gittin Kedushin. But over here by Mominus, Hadas Badin does apply. So every case of Shtar is covered with a Rai. So Tosfos never backs out from their theory. What they started off, Tosfos holds Lalocha, according to Rab Lozzi, need Eidim, Mesira, Karasi, even a Shtari Momin. Tosfos does not agree with the Rashi and the Rama. Rashi and the Rama hold the Eidim, Mesira, Karasi is not a din in all Shtari Kinyan. It's only a din in Gittin Kedushin. Eidim Mesira Karasi means that a Shtar Kinyan really doesn't need Eidim Chasima nor Eidim Mesira, and Shtari Momin don't need either, and Gittin Kedushin need Eidim Mesira Karasi because Eidim Lekim Adover. Tosfos does not agree. Tosfos holds that just like according to Rav Meir, Eidim Chasima Karasi are needed, Eidim Chasima are needed La Shavu Yishtar to make it into a Shtar, so to according to Rav Loza, Eidim Mesira needed to make it into a Shtar. And if you don't have Eidim Mesira, it's not a Shtar in Kol HaTorah Kulam. They came up with an einfall that the Haidu'as Baldin that's covering the giving over of the shtar can substitute for the Eidim Mesira in the area of Dini Mamadis. But it's not because Eidim Mesira Karasi is identical with the requirement for Eidus Lekim Adon. They hold it's a Din and Lashvi Yishtar. That's how the Shagazari, got it from Tosfos. Shagazari says on that Gemara and Daf Peivov, Vidi Rab Meir Nishmal Rab Loza, just like according to Rab Meir, if you give a get without Eidi Chasima, it's not even going to be a Reach HaGet, so to a coin to Rav Lozor. If you give a get without Eidim Mesira, it won't even be a Reach HaGet. Why is it just like so too? There's no Tzushtel. And Shagzai assumes that just like the Rav Meir, Eidi Chasima needed to make it into a Shtar, so too the Rav Lozor, Eidim Mesira needed to make it into a Shtar, not because of Eidis Lekim Adov, needed to make it into a Shtar. So the Rambam and the Rashi clearly don't agree with that.
How's the husband the bald din because he's
chayav
and shares his vona? That's why he's
bald din? The Gemara originally thought in Kiddushin Dav Samachem Beis that the husband should be considered a haidu'as bald din. Husband, the wife, they should, if they'll admit.
Why are you bald din?
So that's what the Gemara comes to the conclusion since chav lachrini. So what does it mean? That's what we discussed. What do you mean chav lachrini is not called a bald din? What the Gemara says in the end of the first parak in Bab Mitzia, when I make a haidu'as bald din, let's say the mother comes to the loiv and says, you owe me $1,000. He has no, let's say, what can you have a case? Let's say, Malva comes to the loiva in a milbal pet, and the Eidim come and they testify that, how do you have to figure out a case on the edge?
Ahmed Bedin.
Huh?
Let's say it was Ahmed Bedin.
Ahmed Bedin is not Nemet to Taina Parua either. Ahmed Bedin is not Nemet. You have to give a case where the loiva is believed to say Parua. The Malva comes to the loiva and he says, you owe me money. So if the loiva would say Parua, he would have been believed. But he tells the truth. He says, it's Aina Parua. But I'm penniless. He shows he emptied out all his pockets. He has no assets. He has no bank account. He has no money to pay. So the only way to collect from the loiva is by going to the lekuchas to take away the karka that the loiva sold to the lekuchas. So does the haidu'as baldin of the loiva? The loiva admits that he owes money. Big tzadik, afyanim schesben. He's admitting that he owes money. So therefore, the malva should be able to collect from the lekuchas because the loiva has no assets. So the Gemara says we don't accept such a haidu'as baldin chav lachrini. Midirabbanim, we don't accept it because chashin lekenunya. We're afraid that the malva and the loiva are in cahoots. They're going to take away the karka from the lekech, and then they're going to split it between the two. But mina Torah, whenever there's no chashash kenunya, whenever you're not concerned about the kenunya, then hoidos badin chav lachrini is good. So that's what the achrayim ask that kasha. How can the Gemara say in kiddushin dav samachem beis that hoidos badin chav lachrini is no good? Whereas the Gemara says in Bava Metzi in the end of the first parak that it's only no good mid the Rabbanim because chashin leknunya. On the level of the rice, it is good, and even halacha lemaisim mid the Rabbanim. In the case where there's no chashash kenunya, it'll actually be good. Haydos badin chav lachin. So that's the answer that they say b'shem Rab Chaim, and others say the same. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael the first time, I heard a shiur from Rab Chaim Shmulevitz in the Miri Yeshiva. So that was part of his shiur. So when I came back to America, Rabbi Lifshitz Zechanu Lebracha asked me, did I hear a shiur from Rab Chaim Shmulevitz? I said, yeah, what did he say? So I told him over the shiur, this is part of what he said. So he said, did he say the name of Rab Shimon? So I said, no, he said it in his own name. So he said, you should have said it, that's Rab Shimon's. Rab Soloveitchik said it b'shem Rab Chaim, whoever. Apparently, more than one person gave this interpretation. There are two different types of chav lachrini. If the loive is moided to the malva that he owes him money and he has no assets to pay and he's going to collect in the lekuchas, he is a baldin. He's admitting that he owes money. So mikir adin deraisa, that how he does baldin chav lachrini works. It's just a dimid de rabbanu. We don't trust him because b'choshish lekenunyim. Whenever the chashash kenunyim doesn't apply, then you will rely on how he does baldin even though it's chav lachrini. But the Gemara in Kiddushin Dav Samachay that says Hados Badin Chav Lachrini is no good. That's why by Kiddushin is no good. It does mean Chav Lachrini. It means that there's no concept of Baldin by Git Mekiddushin. The concept of Baldin only applies in the area of Dinim Amanus.
What does the Rambam do with that Gemara? If the Rambam holds they need Eidus Lekiyam Adavar anyway, it sounds like from the Gemara the only reason you would need Eidus Lekiyam there is because of Chav Lachrini.
The Gemara says.
Says really a hadas baldin should work just chav lachrini, so it can't. But
the dasar amam,
you should need
edikim
either way.
No, edikim doesn't necessarily mean edikim. Edikim means that the kiddushin should be covered with araya. With araya, you should be able to prove it later on.
Fear of chaim's fear in the Rambam that you need to have a mirus das.
Oh, according to Rab Chaim's interpretation, okay, that's a good question. I don't know. According to Rab Chaim's interpretation, you want to elevate the level of das by having him make the statement in public. So how's he going to deal with that Gemara? I don't know. Maybe that's the answer of the Gemara. Gemara originally thought that it's just an arbitrary din, that Kiddushin is only chal if it's covered with a raya. So the Gemara thought Hados Baldin is also a raya. Maybe they came to the conclusion that that's not what it means. I mean, you have to elevate the level of Das. He has to express his Das Kiddushin in public in the presence of two kosher Edom. It doesn't help that he can cover it with a raya later on.
So
I don't know.
Chav Lachrini is very well done.
Maybe that's how you have to say.
According to Tosos, how does it had a Masira make it a star? What does that mean that the Eid Masira or Ashvili Ashtar?
It means that what Taisus says in effect is that just like Gittin needs Eidus Lekim Adav and Kiddushin needs Eidus Lekim Adav, Shtar needs Eidus Lekim Adav. What kind of a din is that? That Shtar needs Eidus. Do we ever find anywhere else outside of Gittin and Kiddushin and possibly Chalitza that you need Eidus Lekim Adav? So we found an odd opinion, the Ravid in the Shittim Kulbetzis and the Ravid on Hastogas on the Rama. The Ravid comments on the Gemara Bava Basu Daf Mem. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim, that Kinyan Suda has to be done in the presence of two witnesses. He learned Kipshuto. Kinyan Suda is only valid if it's done in the presence of two witnesses. Tosfos denies it. Tosfos goes out of their way, and a few Masichtas say that Kinyan Suda is good even if it's done Ben Ola Ben Ola. There's no such requirement for Eidus Lekim Adav by Kinyan Chalipa. And the Rabbin insists, no, the Chalipa needs Eidus Lekim Adav. So what's Taka the Biur Hadin? Why should Chalipa be more Chomer than all other Kinyan? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rab Chaim, that Rab Chaim had a lot of hachoches to demonstrate that Kinyan Chalipin is not really a Maisa Kinyan. Kinyan Kesef, when you pay money for karka, you kind of say that's a Kinyan. Kinyan Chazak is a Kinyan. Kinyan Hagbo, Kinyan Yad is a Kinyan. Kinyan Chalipin is just a demonstration that there's a Gemira's Das, and the Das, Alimta, the strong Das, accomplishes the transference of the ownership. So the giving over of the handkerchief is just an indication that there's a strong Gemira's Das. So the Rabbi apparently is of the opinion that since you need a higher level of Das for Chalipa, and it's not enough just a Das Kinyan, like by Kesef or by Chazoke or by Hagbo. You need something more than that. You need Das HaMeschayiv, some higher level of Das. So to elevate the level of Das, it has to be expressed in public in the presence of two kosher Eidim. So apparently, Tosfos thinks similar to Tosfos happens to disagree with that Ravid Aloha Maisa. They think that Chalipin does not require Eidus Lekim Adav. They bring a lot of Hoichachas that you don't need Eidus Lekim Adav. But by Shtar, By Shtar, apparently, this Taisa Sandalan and Alf thinks that that's what Rab Loza said. Eidim Asira Karsa means La Shvuya Shtara, like the Shagazari says. That just like Rab Meir requires Eidim Hasima La Shvuya Shtara to make it into a Shtar, so to Rab Loza requires Eidim Hasima to make it into a Shtar. Well, why to make it into a Shtar? Because basically, Rab Meir, we understand, how does a Shtar Kinyan work? By giving the other party a Shtar Raya, that we are married, that accomplishes that we just got married. By giving my wife a Shtar Raya that we got divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. By giving you a Shtar Raya that the karka belongs to you, that accomplishes that the karka is yours. So according to Rab Meir, we understand what the mechanics of a Shtar Kinyan is. By giving a Shtar Raya, that causes the Kinyan to take place. According to Rab Loza, there's no Eidei Hasima sign on it, so he didn't give him a Raya. So what does it help? He writes it on a piece of paper, and he gives over the piece of paper, the same thing that if he would have said it, wouldn't accomplish anything. He writes out on a piece of paper and he gives it over. All of a sudden, bingo, it works. Why does it work? So the answer is, it's a demonstration that there's a higher level of das, that there's a stronger Gemira's das. And the Gemira's das alone accomplishes the kinyan. That's what we found the Taisus in Ksubis on Daf Kud Beis and Aleph. The Nesivis points out that one line. It's a big fat Taisus. The Taisus has one line. But Taisus asks Akasha. The Gemara there has a machlekes Rav Yechon and Rav Lazar. If I write down, I want to create a hischaivus moment. So if I come and I sock you in the face, I created a hischaivus moment. I have to pay chavah l'chaver. If I want to be nice about it, I smash your windows. I have to pay you without harming you bodily. I have to pay. Is there a way to accomplish, to create a hischaivus moment without injuring you bodily and without breaking your window? I borrow money. You're not prepared to lend me any money. So how do I create a hischaivus yesh me'ayim? So the Gemara says, always call me yodo. If you make a Kabbalah's Kenyan suitor, I say I want to obligate myself to give you $1,000, so you give me a suitor in exchange for which I am obligated, I agree to obligate myself. So Kanam Yada, that standard that everybody agrees, that's in the Gemara. Kanam Yada, the Kenyan suitor can create a Hischaivis Mam. What about Shtar? What if I write down on a document, on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 by Matona, and I give you over the Shtar? Would you say the Shtar is valid to be kind of Hischaivis? So that's the way Taisus reads the Gemara. That's in Ksubas Daf Kud Beis and Manav. That's a machlekes Rabbi Yechon and a Rish Lakish, and the rule is that we pass him like Rabbi Yechon. Taisus quotes the Rishalmi has a different version of the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, and although we usually follow the Bavli against the Rishalmi, wouldn't it make more sense to follow the Rishalmi here? Because the Rishalmi was composed in Eretz Yisrael by the students of Rabbi Yechon, so shouldn't they have the more correct version of what the machlekes was? Taisus says no. We follow the Bavli against the Rishalmi, even when it's regarding ascertaining what Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish said. So we follow the Bavli, we pass like Rabbi Yechon. That if I write down on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, I give you the piece of paper, the Shtar creates a Hischaivis moment. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha, but metaltali, the Gemara says, you can't be kind of metaltali labinei mevet shtoraninu. The Gemara has such a lashon Baba Basar, Perek HaSvinu. You can't be kind of metaltali ma'ide shtar. Shtar is a kinyan that only works on karka. Doesn't work on metaltali. So how, what's over here? An amount of money, an amount of $1,000, I don't want to obligate myself. It's neither karka nor metaltali. It's not a tangible item. So how would you deal with that? How do you treat that? A schum mamin, an abstract amount of money. Is that treated like karka? Or is that treated like metaltali? So let's say, for example, we have a rule, Ein Shvoyim ala Karkois. There's no Shvoy Deraisa on Karka. There's only Shvoy Deraisa on the Talpim, there's no Shvoy Deraisa on Karka. What if there's a Din Torah where they're fighting about an amount of money? It's neither a Bien of Karka nor a Bien of the Talpim. I say you owe me $100 and you only admit that you owe me $50. That's neither Karka nor the Talpim. But it's Dina Tim Talpim. It certainly would be. That's somebody that makes us. That's a classical case that might even mix us. I say you owe me $100 and you admit Chamshin Yedina, I admit that I owe $50, and Chamshin, you say you don't owe. So the Gemara says that's a Shvur Deraisa. So Taisa says, don't you see that a chov, which is not a tangible object at all, it's an amount of money, a chov is treated like metaltali. So if a chov, an abstract amount of money, is treated like metaltali, not treated like karka. So you ought to have the rule that metaltali can't be nicked in b'shtar. Shtar is a kinyan that only works on karka, does work on the tatlam. So how can we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the chayv ani lachmana bishtar? I write down on a piece of paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, and I give you the shtar that accomplishes the his chayvus. How can we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan? In effect, he's being kind of metalpoly my dishtar. So Tosis answers, does give the whole answer. Tosis says it works because there are Dvarim HaNikdim Bamira. What do you mean, Dvarim HaNikdim Bamira? The Gemara has rare exceptions to the rule that you can transfer ownership of property without any need for any Maisi Kinyan. I just say Baal Peh, I want to transfer. So what has it got to do with Shtar? What Tosis means to say, apparently, is that Shtar is a Kinyan that's Chal Ayidei Das. You just have a Gemira's Das and the Kinyan is Chal. Just like Chalipin. Chalipin, that's what we said over the Pnei Yeshua and the second Perek in... Second parak in Gittin has a klal from the Gemara that kinyoni karka don't work on metalpolim, and kinyoni metalpolim don't work on karka. The Gemara says if you have an otz, it's naku. Whatever grows inside is considered yonik from the ground, so it's mechuba la karka. If you have otz, it's shena naku, so it's not yonik from the ground, so it's dinikim metalpolim. So the Gemara says if you have an otz, it's naku, which is dinikim karka, it could be nikna bechazakev, it cannot be nikna behagbo. If you have an otz, it's shena naku, which is dinikim metalpolim. So it can only be nikta b'agvah, cannot be nikta b'chazaka. So the Pnei Yeshua is, but it's exactly the same flower pot with the same flowers growing in it. You can physically, you're able to do hagbah like you're physically able to do chazaka. So why do you say on this one only chazaka works and on the other one only hagbah works? So the Pnei Yeshua says, you see from this Gemara, you say it has two suggestions. So the suggestion that's accepted by the Nesivis and Chayish Mishpat is, you see from this Gemara, klal, kinyoni karka don't work on metalpulim, kinyoni metalpulim don't work on karka. Chazaka doesn't work on metalpulim, and hagbot doesn't work on karka, even though it's feasible to do it. So you have an exception to the rule by Chalipin. Chalipin works both on karka and on metalpulim. How come? So the Bali Atosis say, because it says in Megillas Ruos, the Kayem called over. Zos Lefanim Yisrael, this is good for anything and everything. The Kayem called over. So basically, Tosis in Ksubas Daf Kubeis Amin Aleph says that the same is true regarding Shtar. Shtar also works both on Karka and Metaltlin. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Metaltlin la b'nei mevet Shtar ninu, doesn't the Gemara say beferish, you can't be kind of Metaltlin with Shtar? So the answer is no, that's a different reason. You can only be kind of Metaltlin. The Gemara doesn't say Metaltlin ma not nikne b'shtar. The Gemara says Metaltlin la b'nei mevet Shtar ninu. It's a different lotion. What does it mean? You can't describe the metaltalim in a shtar. When you sell karka, you have to say which karka. You have to be able to say which karka. Say the house 24 Bennett in New York City that belongs to me. It's possible to describe it in a shtar. So that's the karka that I'm selling you. There's only one place in the world, 24 Bennett, New York City. There's only one location. But what are you going to say? The Gemara Gittin that belongs to me should be nicknamed to you. How do you describe the Gemara Gittin? All the Gemaras are the same. If you would have a Mona Lisa, one in the world, and you say the Mona Lisa that belongs to me should be nicknamed to you, then probably would work. That's the Loshon HaGemara. The Ritva points out there on Baba Basra, that Loshon HaGemara. Metaltalim labedim evit shtar nino, there's no way to describe metaltalim in the shtar. But if you would have a way to describe metaltalim in the shtar, then metaltalim would be nicknamed shtar. Shtar is a kinyan that works both on karka and metaltalim. How come? I bet all kinyonim are either labeled as kinyoni karka and they don't apply to metalpolim, or it's a kinyon metalpolim doesn't apply to karka. The answer is that this is not really a kinyon. Similar to chalipin, same thing as by shtar. Chalipin is just an indication that there's a higher level of gemiras das. Whenever there's a very strong gemiras das, the kinyon takes effect without any need for any maisa kinyon. The same is true by shtar. Shtar, according to Rab Meir, is not so. Shtar is not the gemiras das. Shtar is, I give a raya to the other party that the house belongs to him, that causes the house to belong to him. I give a raya to this girl that we're married, that accomplishes we just became married, and so on. But according to Rav Loza, that's not the story. It's not that by being matvis a raya to the other person. Rav Loza holds that shtar kinyan doesn't need edi chasim at all, so you're not giving any raya. So how does it work? He just writes down on a piece of paper the same thing. If he would have said it, Baal Peh would have not been valid. Now that he writes it down, gives it over. So it's as if he said it 10 times. How does it make it any better? The answer is no. If he writes it down and he gives it over, that's considered a higher level of das. So that stronger gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan. So that's what Tosfos is of the opinion that edei mesira karse even applies in shtari mamon. You need edus lekiyam hadavar in kinyan shtar even by mamonis to elevate the level of das. You need it should be a higher level of das. I say halacha lemaise. Halacha l'maisa, we don't accept that opinion. What do you mean halacha l'maisa goes in Shulchan Aruch? There's a machlokes where the yibum leads edus l'kiyum adavam. Let's say the yavam, the brother died, and the surviving brother has an option of either doing yibum or chalitza. So what happens if he does yibum? He's bal yibinta, but there's no edim l'kiyum adavam. So if a man is mekadesh b'biya and there's no edim l'kiyum adavam, the din is that it's not chal. We wouldn't ask the Adam to come inside the bedroom when he does the Kiddushi Biyah. We would tell the Adam to stand outside. In such a case, we would say, Hein, Hein, Adi Yichud, Hein, Hein, Adi Biyah. Fine. Because he tells him in advance. The Gemara Gittin later has a machlekes, Beshama, Beisilo, where they say, Hein, Hein, Adi Yichud, Hein, Hein, Adi Biyah. That's not talking about a case where the man is Mekadosh B'Biyah. That's a couple got divorced. They went to Yerushalayim, they got divorced. Then they're traveling back home. Takes 10 hours to get back home. So they sleep over in a motel and they sleep in the same bedroom. So that's a machlokes b'sham and misil, where they say, hey, nani yichud, hey, nani yichud. But if the couple is getting married and the baal and the chosn tells the edim is going to be mekadosh b'biyah and he locks the door, then everybody agrees that that's edus l'kiyum adav. Everyone would agree in such a case that it's edus l'kiyum adav. So the shabbos, what about by yibum? Does Yibum require Eidus L'Kim Adam? So that's a major machlokes in Rishonim that's quoted in the end of Eben Ezra and the simon about Yibum. So we paskan, you have tshuvas in the Binyan Tzion. You have both volumes of the Binyan Tzion have the same shaila happened twice in his community. That a man was married and he died leaving no children, no grandchildren, and his wife needed Yibum or Chalitza. And we don't allow Yibum as manazeh. We only permit chalitza. So the Yavam went ahead and he's bal Yibimto without it. Beinola, Beinola, there was nobody there. And then the question was whether, and now they decided that we don't let them live together. So does he have to give her a get? Or do you say, no, he doesn't give her a get. He's kainah the Yibum and now he has to do. Do you say the Yibum was kainah and the only way to get rid of her now is by giving her a get? Or do you say the Yibum is not chal? And he still has to do chalitza. So he has two tshuvas, and he says, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch b'ferish, and not shaila, that Yibum does need Eidus L'Kim Adova. Now Yibum, that's where the Mishlam Melech raised the whole suffix. Do you need Eidus L'Kim Adova by Yibum? What was the suffix? So he says, why? Because Yibum is kind of afilu shaloi midaito. Yibum is kind of bal karchai. He didn't even realize that this was his Yibum. He thought this woman was his own wife. He didn't think it's his sister-in-law. Thought it's his wife, and it was Baaleha, B'shoki. He didn't realize. She didn't realize. The din is that the Yibum is kainah afilu b'likavona. So if he say that the pshat in Eidus L'Kim Adav is to elevate the level of das, it shouldn't apply to Yibum. The Mishnah says, Abo Yivimta Beim Shogig Beim Meizit. That's the opening line of Perek Abo Yivimta in Yivamas. Abo Yivimta Beim Shogig Beim Meinis Beim Yonis Beim Rotzen. He's kainah b'li das. So for the fact that we paskin alocha l'maisa that Yibum needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar, that's an indication that it's not for the purpose of elevating the level of das. Rav Chaim claims that that's the Ramam Shita. Rav Chaim isn't saying that we paskin like that la'alocha. In Shulchan Aruch Tzemach machlekes HaRishonim, and the accepted opinion is that Yibum does need Eidus L'Kim Adam. So this Tosis, the way Tosis presents it, Tosis is pushing that you should require Eidus L'Kim Adavar by Kinyan Shtar, even by Metaltala, even by Mammon. Not only by Get and by Kiddushin, even by Shtari Mammon, you should also need Eidim Mesira Karsi. What does it mean? That Shtar needs Eidus L'Kim Adavar. It's a whopper of a Chiddush. How do you explain that? Apparently that Tosis thinks, like they wrote there in Ksubas Daf Kuv Beis, that the whole Yisoid of Kinyan Shtar, the Shtar has to be written in Midas HaMeschayiv. Not only do you need Das HaMeschai by Shtar Raya, that it shouldn't be a violation of Mipik Sovam. The difference between the Mipik Sovam that's not acceptable and the Shtar that is acceptable is Das HaMeschai. No, the Mishnah is having the end of Baba Basra that the Shtar Kinyan has to be written in Das HaMeschai. So why do we call it in the Shivas? Why do we call it Das HaMeschai? Why do we call it Das Makna? The answer is not something higher. It's something more than Das Makna. Das Makna is selling Karka de Kesef. You sell them a taltaling b'hagboah, b'kinyin yad, b'kinyin chotza, another kinyin. But when you want to make a kinyin shtar, then we require a higher level of das, because the kinyin takes effect really without any maisi kinyin. The shtar, according to Rav Loza, is not a maisi kinyin. According to Rav Meir, we understand the mechanics. The shtar accomplishes kinyin by my giving the other fellow a raya, that this karka belongs to him, that accomplishes the kinyin. But Rav Loza doesn't agree to that. You don't have to be matvis raya b'arasheni. So what is shtar? Basically, shtar is just a stronger level of das. So to elevate that level of das, Tosis requires Eidus L'Kim Adavar. That's how Tosis views Rav Loza Shita, Eidim Misira Karsi. You need Eidus Lekim Adava, not only Gittin Kedushin. Every Kenyan Shtar, even on Karka, also needs Eidus Lekim Adava.
If the Gemira Stas is that which is making the
Shtar,
so then we need Eidim Misira for that here, by Gittin Kedushin, because Hodas Baldin won't work, because it's Chavla Chrin. But Hodas Baldin would work to give the Gemira Stas by Shar Shtaros.
Yeah, that's what he asked before. Why should it work?
But then, no, so assuming that, so then even within Gittin Kedushin, it's only Hodas Baldin that doesn't work because it's Chavla Chrini, but Eidim Chasima should work to give you the Gemira Stas also. I'll leave you the Rav Elazar. Why wouldn't Eidim Chasima be Karsi also? It's just to give you Gemira Stas. Why doesn't Eidim Chasima show Gemira Stas?
But the Gemira Stas has to be at the time of giving over the get. The time he gives the get, that's when the Kenyan takes effect. That's when he has them write the get. So at the time he gives the get, he has to express the Das Gerishin and the Das Kiddushin in public in a fashion that can be covered with a Rayin. You're asking on the last line of Tosfos. How does Tosfos say that by Mamonis, the Hadas Badin should be able to substitute for the need for Eidus Lekim Adover if the whole purpose of Eidus Lekim Adover is to elevate the level of Das? So how does that elevate the level of Das if he himself could say later on? I don't know. It's a good title. I don't know.
How could it be that by Yibam you would need Eidus Lekim Adover? If the Mishnah says, Habal Yibim Tabim Shag Bim Amazid, and the case of Einus is where he falls off the roof and whatever, so it happens to be there are two Eidim there?
Yeah. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. Machlekes Harishayim Beferish in the end of Eben Ezra, where they need Eidus Lekim Adover by Yibum, and the Mishlam Melech explains the Tut started. Maybe you don't need Eidus Lekim Adover, because Eidus Lekim Adover is only needed to strengthen Das, and by Yibum you don't need Das. And then Lahalacha we paskin that you do need Eidus Lekim Adover by Yibum. So you have to say that all the cases in the Gemara, all the far-fetched cases in the Gemara, they're all far-fetched anyway. All the far-fetched cases in the Gemara are talking about a situation where there Eidus Lekim Adover. Yeah.
Would you need Eidus Lekim by Ishtar Shechrur?
Would you need Eidus Lekim Hadova by Ishtar Shechrur? By Shtari Moment, Tosis is not sure. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, that by Shtari Moment you don't need Eidi Chasimeke, you don't need Eidi Mesir. The Machabe quotes the Loshan Rambam. It doesn't necessarily mean that he holds like the Rambam sheet. It could be holds like Tosis backed up. Niwi Yesh Lechalik, the last line of Tosis. By Halacha Lemaisi, he passes like that. What would it say? And nobody disagrees there. They leave that in the Shulchan Aruch. What would you say by Shtar Shichur Ebe Knani? I don't know. Got to figure that out. I don't know. So Nachamal, so we have this fundamental Machlok Zramei Rav Lozer with Eide Chasim Karsi, Eide Mesir Karsi. And the Gemara says on Peivav on the base that if you would have held like Rav Meir, which we don't paskin, Halachik Rav Lozer begit. The Gemara just has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel whether halacha k'rab loza begitten only or halacha k'rab loza in all shtari mamon, in all shtari kinyan. Why should one distinguish between? Why should this halacha k'rab loza only beget isha and the shtari mamon not? What's the room to distinguish between beget isha and shtari mamon? What does Rabbi Loza himself hold? Rabbi Loza himself says Eide Hasima, Eide Mesira Karsi. Rav Loza says it only by Gittin. Rav Loza says it even in Shtori Mamon. So the Gemara says Beferish, Rav Loza Tarti Kamer. Rav Loza Beferish, he says by Get, Isha, and by Shtori Mamon. The Gemara on Pei Vavim and Beis proves from the Mishnah, because Rav Loza says in the Mishnah on Pei Vavim and Aleph, Rav Loza Reim, Afal Pishen Olav Eide Melech Shinesam Lebefneinim Kosher, the Get is good. The Goiva Minachos and Mishabotim. So we have two ways to read that. The Govo, she can collect the ksuba based on Hotzia get by Nima ksuba goivah menachas mishabodim. Oh no, goveh. If it's a different case, if it's a case of get, so he says kosher, semicolon. Then he says, and if it's a case of shtar halvoa, the goivah menachas mishabodim, the malva can collect from the lekuchas based on a shtar halvoa that was given in the presence of Eidim Mesira, even though they weren't the Eidim Hasima. So that's why Rashi and Tosfos had two different ways to read the Mishnah. So the Gemara Peivavim and Beis only has one way to read the Mishnah. The Gemara says Beferish. Rav Loza's statement in the Mishnah in Peivavim and Aleph is explicit that he holds that not only Eidi Mesira Karsi by Get Isha, he holds Beferish by all Shtari Mamon, because he says Begoive Menachos and Mishabadim. So the Gemara Beferish does not read the Govah Menachos and Mishabadim, that the woman can collect the Ksuba based on Hatzia Get Vein Imuksim. No, the Gemara is reading the Mishnah with a semicolon over here. The Get is kosher for the Get Isha. And then a second case, the Godvim and Nechasim Mishabadim, the Malva can collect from the Nechasim Mishabadim if it's a Shtar Halva. So the Gemara Beferish has like that. The Rabloza Tarti Komar. And the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is that we pass him like Rabbi Lozer on both accounts, both Begitin and Bishar Shtari Kinyan, that Edi Mesira Karsi, or perhaps we should only pass him like Rabbi Lozer Begitin and not Bishar Shtari Momin. Why in the world should one want to distinguish between Gitin and Shar Shtari Momin? So the Gemara says that the Svara is based on that Pasuk in, we had the Pasuk on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. He says he wrote a Sefer HaMikna. He wrote a Shtar Kinyan. Yirmiyah bought the field from his cousin right before the Eretz Yisrael was lost in the war against the armies of Babel. And when he bought the Sada, it says he bought the Sada with the Sefer HaMikna, with the Shtar Kinyan. And it says in the Pasuk, he should put away the Shtar Kinyan in a container, in a closed container, that it should last, because at the end of the 7 years of Golas Babel, he will use that Shtar. The Golas is not going to be so long. His children, his grandchildren, will be able to claim this field when they come back to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, was that an Eitzah Toiv Kamashmalon? And the Rabban Shalom gives him this Tzivoy, as a similar dover that the Golas Babel will not be so long, and he told them it's going to be for 70 years. The Nevi'im were told it's going to be a Golas for 70 years. Or is that a condition in every Shtar and Mammon? Whenever you have a Shtar Kinyan and Mammon, it's only valid if it can also serve as a Shtar Raya. Rav Lozer says that by Get Isha a Shtar Kinyan is good even though it cannot serve as a Shtar Raya. Yehu Hedim Chosmim Ala Get Mpnei Tikkun Olam, let every Get also serve as a Shtar Raya. That's a Takana Midivreihem. Either Takonim in the Reim or Neitzah Taibeth, Taisa said, but it's not a real din. But it could be that that's the Pshat in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And the Satam Bichli Cherist, Man Yam the Yamram, could be that in the area of Dini Mominis, no Shtar Kinyan is valid unless it can also serve as a Shtar Raya. So that's why there's room to split the Psak. There's room to say, Halacha Krab Lozer Begitim, Velo Bishar Shtaris. The only Pasuk like Krab Lozer, the Edei Mesira Karsi, even though the Noedi Hasima and the Shtar cannot serve as a Shtar Raya, it's still good to accomplish the Kinyan. There's room to say that's only by Get Isha. But by Didi Maminis, even Rav Lozer would agree. Rav Lozer says Befer is not so, but there's room to split the Psak and say, we Paskin Hilchus like Rav Lozer Bechoda, Upalagale Bechoda. Rav Paskin's half like Rav Lozer and half not like Rav Lozer. In Shtari Mamin, that's Talach, in the world of business, if he can't serve as a Shtar Raya, he cannot serve as a Shtar Kinyan either. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, Halacha Krab Lozer Begitin, on Dalet Amud Aleph. Halacha Krab Lozer Begitin has the connotation, the misleading connotation, that we only paskin on Krab Lozer Begitin, lo b'shar shtaris. That's the way the Gemara words it and pay vav on the base. Do you say Halacha Krab Lozer Begitin only, or Halacha Krab Lozer no shtaris? So on Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Halacha Krab Lozer Begitin is a little misleading. It sounds like we only pass like Rav Lozer Begitin and not Bishar Shtari Mamin. Tosis says that's not true. How do they know it's not true? So the quote from the Gemara is Sanhedrin Dav Chav Ches Hali Matanta Dabi Chasim Alei Tre Gisik. There was a Shtar Matana that was signed by Kroivim. So Kroivim Apsulim Leidus. Kroivim Apsulim Leidus. So it's no good. So the Shtar Matana is no good. So the Mekabel Matana wasn't koine. So the Gemara says, forget it. Eidim Mesira Karsi. We pass him like Rav Lozer. Not only Begit, we pass like Rav Lozer Bishar Shtari Mamin as well. So don't worry about the problem that you have Pasul Eidim signed. And the Gemara says, you can't ignore the fact that you have Pasul Eidim. Even Rav Lozer, who says that you don't need Eidim Hasima, but if you have Pasul Eidim signed, then it's Mizuif Metechel, then it's worse. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, the whole Shtar is no good. But the Gemara originally thought that it wouldn't pose a problem. So you see, that's what Tosafot quotes on Dalet Amud Aleph. You see from that Gemara in Sanhedrin that not only is it Halacha Krab Lozer Begitin, it's Halacha Krab Lozer even Mishtari Mamin. And that Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel on Peivav and Beis, we paskin Halacha Krab Lozer Bein Begitin, Bein Bishar Shtari Mamin as well. And all Shtari Kinyan, all you need is Eide Mesira, you don't need Eide Chasima Kars. That's how Tosafot proves it.
Well, the Rambam, well, will the Rambam do with that? He says you don't need either. The Rambam says by he says you don't need either.
Right.
So the Rambam does that.
No problem. He says halachic ablaza that that you don't need eidei chasima. By a get and by kiddushin you'll need eidei mesira because davar should be ever. By mamon you won't even need eidei mesira. Good. You won't need anything.
No, the Gemara just said it's kosher because you don't need. Why does it say
halachic ablaza eidei mesira karsin means that you don't need eidei chasima. You only need eidei mesira by getting a kiddushin. By shtori mamon you wouldn't even need that. Ablaza's statement is taken from the Mishnah in Peivot. The Mishnah is talking about a get. So they quoted a member of Rav Lozer, and in the application to Shtori Matana would mean that you need neither Eidei Chasima nor Eidei Mesira. Yeah. Is there any way to get around that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches, and the base? Hey, Matanta, that's a good Hoichocha. That's what Tosis proves. If you have a Perek Zebara, Gabi Matanta, Eidei Chasima Lai Trei Gisei, so Rav Yosef says over there, Zil Akne Ebi Eidei Mesira Ki Rav Lozer. And Gemara says, no, it's not good because it's mezuyif mitoicha. So he said, okay, you're right. But originally, the fact that Rabbi Yosef was prepared to say, zil akneye, let him rely, you don't need eidei chasima, it's good without eidei chasima. Don't you see beferish that we pass like Rabbi Lozer, bein begitin, bein bishar shtaris. So we had a fantastic chiddush from the Ramban and the Melchamas, and daf peivov. But Toch Hadorim has a lot to say there. There's a very long Lachamas. He's solving all the world's problems there in Hilchos Shtaris. So one of the comments that he makes is over here, it could be in Achrayim we're used to seeing a psak based on a Tziruf Hashitas. We're not sure what the din is, like a Svek Svek. Maybe the din is like a Machlek is Vashon Rabbi in a Tam, and a Machlek is the Maram and the Marsho. So maybe the din is like Rashi, and even though we pass from like Toz, maybe the din is like the Maram against the Marshot. Even though we really don't pass from like either, but that's Tziruf Hashitas, like a Svek Svek. So the Ramban and the Melchamas says, that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Not that Rav Yosef says, Zilakne Beide Mesir, the din is like Rav Loza B'Shar Shtaris. He says, no, it's really a Tziruf Hashitas. There's a Machloikas, Rav Shmuel, whether Halachic Rav Loza only be Kitten or B'Shar Shtaris. Maybe the din is that Halachic Rav Loza or even B'Shar Shtaris. And even if the din is that the halachic rablaza begit and love b'shar shtaris, maybe the din is that trei gisi akosha leidus. There was a machlokes satanai, where the two brothers are posel leidus. That's called rishon berishon. If you have a brother and a sister, and the sister is married, so that's a brother-in-law with one balki ishtoi. So that's, we assume that's a psul deraisa. We say that's a rishon berishon with one balki ishtoi. What if you have two sisters are both married? That's called trei gisi. Brothers-in-law with a double balki ishtoi. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Machlekes satanai, where they say balki ishtoi twice. We paskan, you do say balki ishtoi twice, trei gisei apostle, but the Ramban quoted in Shulchan Aruch says that that's only with the Rabban. In Atari, you only say balki ishtoi once. The fact that by Rishon Berishon you say balki ishtoi twice is only a chumra with the Rabban. So other Tanoim held, that was two versions of Rabbi Yosi in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches. Whether halachic Rabbi Yosi that trei gisei are kosher, halachic Rabbi Yosi that trei gisei are pasul. The two versions, the Mishnah and the Brayse, the two versions of what Rabbi Yosi said. Rabbi Yosi the Tana. So the Ramban on Daf Pei Vav says that when Rabbi Yosi the Amora said over there in Sanhedrin Daf Chavches, Zil Akne Beidem Misira, that Psak of Rabbi Yosi is based on a Tzira Fashitas. Not just you have an Achreinim a Tzira Fashitas, in the Shalas HaTshuvas of the last 200 years, you have an Amoraim of Psak based on a Tziruf Hashitas. Maybe the din is like Rav Lozer, Halachic Rav Lozer, Afilu B'Shar Shtaris. And even if you'll assume Halachic Rav Lozer only be Kitten Melo B'Shar Shtaris, maybe the din is a Trei Gisi HaKosher, like the other version of Rav Yosi. So that's how the Ramban interpreted the Gemara. Very fascinating interpretation. That you have a psak in the Gemara based on a tziruf hashitas, based on a svek svek. What are the other differences halacha lamaisa? Whether he pask in eidei mesira karis eidei chasim kad. The main difference is what they need eidei chasim. That's the main difference. What's the other difference? Which part of the get needs ksiba lishma? That's the whole. That's how the Gemara introduced it. According to Rav Lazar, that you don't need eidei chasim at all. So it's obvious that the ksiba lishma relates to the 12 lines of the get. According to Rav Meir, that you need chasima, because every shtar kinyan functions by virtue of it serving as a shtaraya. So which lines serve as the shtaraya? The two signatures. So the top 12 lines are just a chetimtzu b'yama to know what the signatures, what the witnesses are are testifying, the get, the shtar, really consists of the Eidei Chasima on the bottom. The rest is just Echitim Tzabi Alma. There wouldn't be any dinim. You wouldn't need Ksiva Lishma on the top 12 lines. There wouldn't be a din of Chag Teuchas on the top 12 lines. There wouldn't be any din of Mechuba on the top 12 lines. It's just Echitim to know what the signatures are talking about. That's so what we mentioned last week. Shnai Mochs and Metalis, San Mochim Shiodim Agas is his. And the part that's Bein Shneihem, the Beini Beini, that's Yachlokum. What if Shnai Madukim Bishtar? So then the Gemara has a discussion. So Taisis in Bab Mitzi in the first pair quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, Shnai Madukim Bishtar. So if it's a Shtar Raya, whoever is holding on to the Chasimas is Alpidin, consider holding on to the whole Shtar. If the Chasimas is on Mok Mashiach Magas, he's holding on to the whole Shtar. What if it's a Shtar Kinyan? The Yerushalmi is talking about a Shtar Halvo, and they assume that a Shtar Halvo is a Shtar Kinyan, and it's subject to the Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Lozer. So the Yerushalmi says, if it's a shtar halvoeh, if you hold like Rav Meir, Eide Chasim Ikar, say the one who holding on, the Chasimus Atachas Yod, he's up, he didn't consider holding on to the whole shtar. The whole shtar consists of the Chasimus. If the din is like Rav Lozer, so the one who's holding on to the Chasimus just add on a little bit, liyasa seis. It even makes it into a shtar rai, it makes it a little fancier. But basically, it would have been a good shtar even without the Chasimus, according to Rav Lozer. So that's what the Gemara says. Which part of the get needs ksiva l'shma? So according to Rav Meir, the only part that needs ksiva l'shma are the chasimas. The signing of this, the names on the bottom, that is the essence of the shtar. So that needs ksiva l'shma. The top 12 lines wouldn't require ksiva l'shma. Yeah, what else is a machleg zablozer in Rav Meir? So Tosfos says on Dalet Amud Aleph, in the big fat Tosfos, they quote from Chav Dalet Amud Beis, that you need muchach mitoichai. According to Reb Meir, that every shtar kinyan works by virtue of the fact that I gave a shtar right to the other party, so it's not muchach mitoichai, so there's no shtar right. Whereas according to Reb Lozer, you don't need any muchach mitoichai. So Tosfos claims that it says in the Gemara, that's the simple reading of the Gemara, that according to Reb Meir, if a man has two wives with the exact same name, he cannot be megarish. And he wrote the get intending for the fat one. He wants to divorce the fat one or the skinny one, but then he makes up his mind in advance and he gives the get to the one that he intended in the first place. The Tosfos shows from the Gemara that it wouldn't even be good, even though he gives it to the right wife. That's a Tosfos on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. The Eidei Misira v'Rav Lozahi, Avodah Rameh Binashim Mucha Mitoch HaChasim. That's no good. So Tosfos points out from the Gemara, and they say the Gemara never backs out from this, that according to Rav Meir, you need Muchach Mitochai. Not only they need ksav sheni ochel his diet, you have to have, it should be muchach mitoch hashtar, which wife you're intending to divorce. The Ramban disagrees halacha lemaisa with this, and he says, no, the tfisas bal hashtar will be mashlem the muchach mitoch. And he proves it from the Gemara in the end of Baba Basra, that if I have a shtar that says, signed by you, and you write on the shtar, I owe you $100,000, it doesn't say who you is. I'm holding on to the shtar, and I say, I'm the one that it's intended for. It says, I owe you $100,000. I'm holding on to the shtar. That means me. And you say, what are you talking about? You don't know who I am. How can it be? I'm a poor man. How can it be that I lent you $100,000? You're much wealthier than I am. The whole story is kakai. It can't be that you borrowed $100,000. You don't know who I am. And I'm a poor person and you're a wealthy person. The whole thing doesn't correspond to reality. Gemara says, sorry. If I'm holding on to the shtar, and it says, and it has your chasim on the bottom, and it says, I owe you $100,000. I say, that's it. So you owe me the $100,000. So you see from that Gemara that the Tfisas Balashtar is Mashlam the Muchach Mitoichai. Because I'm holding on to it, so it says, I'll go to say this, that you owe me the money. So that's what the Ramban disagrees with Tosfos, that the husband has two wives, and the both wives have the exact same name, Rochel Bas Eliyahu, whichever wife is holding on to the get. So it's Muchach Mitoichai, that's the one that he gave the get to. Not that he gave the get to the other one, and she gave it to this wife to do her a favor. No. If she's holding on to the get and she claims the husband gave me the get, that's the muchach mitoicha. So what is Tosfos going to disagree? It's a Gemara Mava Basra. Gemara says that the tfisas badlashtar is mashlam the muchach mitoicha. So to be miyashiv the Tosfos, from the Taina of the Ramban, so we said maybe Tosfos holds it by a get is different because in iksiv or the shema. So you require that it should be muchach mitoicha at the time of the ksivas I get. Otherwise, it's a lack of lishma. So this is a teretz on our tesis, a teretz in quotation marks. This is a teretz that patches up our tesis, but it doesn't patch up. There's a big Gemara in the end of Ksubis. The Gemara has a discussion that was brought up last week in the middle of the Chazar. The Gemara has a discussion, Shnei Shtaras Hayetzim B'yoy Mechod. Two people have a shtar signed by witnesses, and each shtar says the exact same thing. I own the building 24 Bennett in New York City, in Washington Heights. I give you full ownership of the whole building. So you have such a shtar, he has such a shtar. The both shtars have the exact same day, whatever it is, November 2nd, Tavshin Samach Tes. They have the exact same day. So who's Kainan? So obviously I didn't give it to Vasachas, or someone, and it says that they paid in full for the building. So the one, they would both kill me. What do you mean? I'm selling the same house to two different people at the same time. So obviously, I fooled somebody. I sold it b'zeh hazeh. I gave one shtar 9 o'clock in the morning. I gave one shtar at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So which one did I give the shtar? The mistama, the one I gave the shtar first, this one is really kaina. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Reb Meir, that eidi chasima karsi, so you need muchach mitoicha. So you look in the shtar, it doesn't say which star was kaidem, doesn't say one was 9 in the morning, one was 5 in the afternoon. So since it's not muchach mitoich, when the kinyan is chal, so even the one I, even if I truly gave the star, the first star in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning to one person, he's not kind until sofa yom. Because it's only muchach mitoich from the sofa yom. So the both stories are kind of the sofa yom. So they're both kind of b'vasachas. So they're both kind of chatzi hasodeh. I ripped them off, I stole. I made them each pay for the whole building. The building is worth $10 million. I made them both pay $10 million. So each one will make me reimburse them $5 million because each one owns half of the building because the both shtaris are kind of bevasachas besof hayom. So the Gemara says that's if you hold like Reb Meir that you need muchach mitocha, so they're both kind of besof hayom. But if they hold like Reb Lozer that ate in the Sira Karsi, you don't need muchach mitocha. So whoever I gave the shtar to first is kind of the house. So Bezdin will ascertain over here, they'll look at the case. Who am I and who are the two customers? Who, which one do I like and which one would I be prepared to cheat? So if one of them is a good friend of mine, the other one is a stranger, a nochri, hey, so Mistame, he's ripping off the guy. Mistame, he's being friendly to the yid, to his relative, to his friend. So so the Gemara says, it's up to the Bezdin to try to guess which one did he probably give the shtar to first. This one is really kinda. And the other guy has to give him back the full $10 million and rip up that shtar. That shtar is not kind. So the Gemara says that according to Ramei, you need mucha mitoicha. According to Reb Lozer, you don't need mucha mitoicha. And because Ramei holds you need mucha mitoicha, so the shtar is not kind until sof hayom. So that's the chapela. That's what the Ramban asks on Tosis. Ramban and Peivav asks on that Tosis. What are they talking about? The shtar is not kind until sof hayom. But the minute that I give the shtar to the person, 9 o'clock in the morning, so the tfisas balashtar is mashlim the muchach mitocha, that is kind of as of now. It is muchach mitocha. He's holding on to the shtar. How can he say he's not kind of till the sofa yom? So there, but it's a beferishi gemara. The gemara is a beferish at this machloikis Rav Shmuel. Shnei shtars hayotze miyay mechad al sara achas. Each lokech has a shtar that he paid me $10 million for this karka, exactly the same date. None of the shtaris in Yerushalayim, Bizman HaTalmud, the practice was they would write shoyes. They would write what hour of the day the kinyan was done. Chutz Yerushalayim, they never wrote shoyes. Chutz Yerushalayim, a shtar is never muchach mitoicha till sof hayom. So the Gemara says, according to Rameyer, that's a simple reading of the Gemara. That's how Tosis fills in the missing information. According to Rameyer, Eide Chasim Yekarsi, you need muchach mitoicha, it's only muchach mitoicha b'sof hayom. According to Reb Lozer, you don't need muchach mitoicha, because you don't need Eide Chasim at all, so you don't need muchach mitoicha. It doesn't serve as a shtarai at all. So it's kind of taken from Yad. So that's the shalom. What's the Ramban going to do with that Gemara? So the Ramban reinterprets the whole Gemara. He has a whole fantastic interpretation. It's problematic. It's a problematic interpretation. This is Nagel Lahalocha Bayas. When the rabbi sells the chametz for the balabatim on Erev Pesach. So he writes the shtar mechir. So he writes the shtar mechir. He says he's selling the chametz today. Erev Pesach, you daladnis. So we make six kinyon. We're not sure which kinyon works on the talpalim when a Jew is selling to a nochri. So we make six kinyon. Two of the kinyonim are kinyon agav and kinyon chotzer. I rent the chotzer to the nochri. I rent all the let's say I'm the rabbi and I have 100 balabatim in my shul, 100 families. So I'm renting the nochri, the room or the closet in which all of the chametz is stored. And then either with a kinyon chotzer, the nochri is kinyon the chametz, because it's positioned, it's located in his chatzir, or with the kinyan agav. I'm renting the chotzer, and agav the chotzer, I'm makna the chametz to the goy. There's a machlokes. Some rishonim hold that agav is only mid the rabbanon, and agav was never instituted. Kinyanim the rabbanon were never instituted on behalf of nachrim. And some kinyanim hold that the kinyan chotzer. Some achrayim hold that kinyan chotzer doesn't work by nachrim. Because chotzer mitam shluchis rabbi and ein shluchis laakum. That's what the Bichas HaZevach writes. The Ksos quotes the Sefer Bichas HaZevach. So even though the Ksos and the Nesivis, they both say the Bichas HaZevach is wrong, it's a Beferish Gemar Masechus Avodizor, the Chatzar is kind of for a Nochri, but still, we're Machma for that. So we make six Kinyanim, two of the Kinyanim rely on the fact that I'm renting the Karka to the Nochri. How am I renting the Karka to the Nochri with the Shtar? But so if you don't write this man in the Shtar, so when is the Nochri kind of the rental of the Karka? Besof Hayom. So besof Hayom the Chametz is already Asa Bahano. So the rabbi can't sell the Chametz to the guy after it's Asa Bahano. So that's the problem. So that's why they instituted a lot of the Shtar Mechira. The old practice used to be, the Shtar says, I'm selling the rabbi selling the Chametz on Er Pesach. It doesn't say what time. Chutz L'Yerushalayim, you don't write Shos. So now, in recent years, they have all the Shtar Mechira touched up. So they say, the rabbi selling the Chametz before 10 o'clock in the morning. It always says the Shos. Even though the minig always was that Chutz L'Yerushalayim, you don't write Shos. But in the Shtar Mechira's Chametz, in the last few centuries, they instituted that you have the Shos. Because according to the way Tosfos read, according to the Ramban, there's no problem. The Shtar is good, even if you hold like Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasim Akarsi need Muchach Mitoichai, but the Tvisas Baal Hashtar is Mashlam the Muchach Mitoichai. So that shouldn't really be a problem. Furthermore, we don't really pass like Rav Meir. That's the Pell on top of the Pell. We pass like Rav Lozer, that Eidei Misir Akarsi. We pass like Tosfos. Halachik Rav Lozer, Bei Migit, Mei Mishar Shtaris. So why should the Chassam Sofer on the side of the Arachayim, why didn't he make such a whole tzimis about this? We don't understand. Halachik Rav Lozer, so you don't need Muchach Mitoch, but that's what the Chassam Sofer instituted is. Because maybe the din is like Tosfos, that you need Muchach Mitoch, and if you don't have Muchach Mitoch, it's not kind of till Sof Hayom. Sof Hayom on Erev Pesach, the Chametz is going to be Asamanua, so you can't sell the Chametz, so you got to write Shos. So that's what the latest forum say. What did the Chassam Sofer introduce a Chumra over here? Halach is like Rav Lozer. Halach like Rav Lozer said there's no concern b'chlal of Muchach Mitoichai. So the whole issue whether Tvisas Baal Hashtar is Mashlam and the Muchach Mitoichai is irrelevant. You don't need Muchach Mitoichai. If you don't have Eidei Chasima, it's b'chlal not going to be Muchach Mitoichai.
What did Ramban say by that case of Shtei Shtaris Hayetzim Yemet?
Yeah.
The Maisa. They both walk in. What do you do? Achleiko?
The Gemara says, if you hold like Rav Meir, that you need Muchach Mitoichai, so it's only Kodim B'Sof Hayom. If you hold like Rav Lozer, then the Beis Din has to ascertain which one did he probably like better, and he probably gave him the Shtar first.
So
we paskin, yeah, Shuda. But Shuda does mean arbitrarily. Shuda, the Dina means the Beis Din should ascertain which one is he prepared to cheat, and which one did he probably want to really sell the karka to. So we assume the one he really wanted to give the karka to, he probably gave him the shtar earlier in the day. And the one he's prepared to cheat, he probably gave him the shtar later in the day. Yeah. So this is a recurring theme. This topic of Eidei Chasima Karsa, Eidei Misira Karsa, every 10 dafim in the Masechta, the Gemara will bring up the issue all over again. Several of the nafkaminas. Do you need Eidei Chasima at all? Which part of the get has to be written lishma? Do you need Muchach Mitoicha? If you all like Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, you have to have Muchach Mitoicha. Otherwise, it's not a shtar rayah. A shtar rayah does not Muchach Mitoicha, doesn't give any rayah. But if you all like Rav Lozer, that a shtar kinyan, in order to accomplish kinyanim, doesn't have to serve as the shtar rayah. Say, but why should you need Muchach Mitoicha? And then there's a detail machlek is Tosfos Ramban, a major detail within Rav Meir. If you only need Muchach Mitoicha by every shtar kinyan, because every shtar kinyan only functions by virtue of the fact that it serves as a shtar raya, would the tvisas baal hashtar be mashlem the Muchach Mitoicha? So the Gemara Bava Basra says, of course it does. And over here, Tosfos has a Gemara that it doesn't. So we said a teretz, a get needs lishma, so that's why it has to be lishma at the time of ksiva. The Muchach Mitoicha is going to be aidei tvisas baal hashtar, that's not present until later. But what are you going to do with the Gemara in Shnei Shtaris Hayetzim B'Yamecha? That's not a get isha that needs ksiva lishma. That's a shtar moment. So why shouldn't the tvisas baal hashtar serve to be mashlam in the Muchach Mitoicha? That's the Ramban is masig on the Tosfos, and he doesn't have any answer on that. So he gives the whole, he reinterprets the whole Gemara in ksubas. Yeah, we spent a lot of time discussing a get that's pasul midirabbanan. There are a lot of getin that are kashman atarim pasul midirabbanan. What's an example of a get? A get shein bozman. Because the Gemara says on Yud Zayin, Omer Alpim, Ptemat tik the zman begitin. Zman is only needed in the get midirabbanan. So the Mishnah says on Peivav Amen Aleph, there are shloshi getin psulim, there are three getin that are pasul midirabbanan. But if she'll remarry based on, if a woman remarries based on a pasul get, so the children are mamzerim from the second husband. Over here, since the whole psul of the get is only midirabbanan, so the Mishnah says umnisus habalat kosher. What's taka the din? The Mishnah has three cases. What's the din? In other cases where the get is pasul midirabbanan, they go so far to declare that the children from the second husband are mamzerim. If she didn't have a second get before she became pregnant from the second husband, they say no, we don't go so far. A get that's possible in Rabbanan, no one's going to go so far to say that the children are going to be mamzer. So we had the Gemara Heyomid base that was quoted there on Peivavim and Aleph. That's a fundamental machlekes Rameir and Chachamim. Shehoi Rameir Oimer. Kol Mishanam Ve'er Shetab Chachamim Begitin Havlad Mamzer. Rameir says that you go all the way. If the get is possible in the Rabbanan, so it's possible. So the children from the second husband are going to be mamzer. And the Tanoim, the other Tanoim, disagree with Rav Meir. We don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Yochid V'Rav Malachi Gram. We pass like the majority opinion. That's too far to go. To say that the Vlad should be Mamzer, that's an exaggeration. What's exactly the Nukudas HaMachlekes over here? Whether that's too far? Rav Meir holds, you declare that the child is a Mamzer. And the Chacham say that's too much. So there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Here on the side of Hey Amid Beis, the Masoras HaShas tells you where it is. Nun Hey Amid Beis, involvement in the end of Perek HaZohar. So the Mishnah says there, Chamisha Chum Shim Heim. There are five cases where somebody has to be Moisef Chaimish. What are the cases where you're Moisef Chaimish? If I'm put in my own Moisef Sheni, I'm Moisef Chaimish. If I'm put in my Hegdish, I was Magdish something, I'm put in Moisef Chaimish. You have more cases. A person, I owe you $100 and I swear falsely that I don't owe you the money. Then I admit that I swore falsely. So I have to pay you back not only the keren, I have to give keren the chaymish. I have to give $125. $25 is the chaymish. We would say chaymish is 25%. We would say chaymish means 20%. But the Gemara says that chaymish and the chaymish means 25%. If they add it on, $125, so the $25 is one-fifth of the sum total of $125. And then, after you pay Kerem HaChemesh, then you have to bring the Asham Gzeilus. Yeah. So the Mishnah lists off all the people that asked to be Maisel Chemesh. The Mishnah says, another example of Tosefes Chemesh is in Chumash, Azar She'ochal Truma B'Shege. Zar She'ochal Truma B'Mezid is punished with Misa B'Dei Shamayim. But he's not going to get a kapara by giving Kerem HaChemesh. So he just pays Kerem because he stole the Truma from the coin. He has no right to eat the coin's Truma. But Azar She'ochal Truma B'Shege, so he did an Avera Chamura, but he did it only B'Shogik, so he needs a Kapara, so by giving Kerem Mechaimesh, he gets a Kapara. And the Gemara gives a Moshel in Masecha Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Beis, that the Chaimesh is to the Chaimesh is the Kapara for the Avera of Misa B'Dei Shamayim, Zashachal Truma B'Mezid would have been Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So because he ate a B'Shogik, he can get a Kapara. So Chaimesh is to Misa B'Dei Shamayim, what Chatos is to Koris. If a person violates an Avera B'mezid for which he's Chayv Kares, so if he violates that Avera B'shogeg, then he has to bring a Korban Chatas, most of the time. There are more conditions, but the most of the time he brings a Korban Chatas. So the Gemara makes this parallel, that the Chaymish is to Misa B'dei Shamayim, what Chatas is to Kares, and the Gemara has why it's relevant, Halacha L'maisa, Machlekes Abiyach and Mish Lakish over there. So the Mishnah has a din in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Hamid Beis. Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shogeg has to be Moisef Chaimesh, not only if it's Truma D'Oraisa, even if it's only Truma D'Rabbanan. Where do you have an example of Truma D'Rabbanan? So the Mishnah has Trumas Maisa Shel Demai. I buy Demai from an Amoritz, and he swears on a stack of Bibles that it's Gemaisert, but we're not allowed to trust him, because the Amoritz is Choshed Al HaMaisris. So the Truma they never messed around with. When you buy the Maif from an Amoritz, the Mishnah said you don't have to be Mafrish Truma, because they know that if you're not Mafrish Truma, it's Misa B'Dei Shamayim. They know that a Zav Shachal Truma is Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So if somebody eats Tevel HaTavel, the Truma is going to be Misa B'Dei Shamayim, so they're not going to mess around on that. But the Maaseh Rishon, they figured, why should we support the Levim? They sit and they learn, the Levim are the kettle of Klal Yisrael. I don't want to support a kettle, on principle. Let them go. I work for a living. Let them work for a living. So the Amei Haaretz didn't want to give Maaseh Rishon. So once they're not giving Maaseh Rishon, so they're not giving Maaseh Min HaMaaseh either. Maaseh Min HaMaaseh has the same status as Truma. So when a Chover purchases the Mai from an Amaretz, he doesn't have to be Mafrish any Truma G'dayla, but he does have to be Mafrish Maaseh Rishon. Then he has to be Mafrish Maaseh Min HaMaaseh. So Maaseh Min HaMaaseh has the same status as Truma G'dayla. So if a Zar She'ochal Truma B'Shoigig is Chayef Kerem HaChomish, so that then applies to Bikurim and applies to Chala and applies to Maaseh Min HaMaaseh. Right.
So most of them are right. It's a suffix whether it's the lady or not, because it's the Mai, and so it's just between this the Baal and the Baal by Sunday and the lady. And if we say most of them are right, we should have a separate maceration. You should have the mafrish the true maceration on the maceration.
No, you mafrish the maceration and you keep it. Maceration is muta lazara. So if I buy the Mai from an Amoritz, you're right. That's takadadin. I have to be mafrish maceration. Minator, you don't have to be mafrish anything. Because Rav Amihoritz Masin Hens, you have a right to go bust the road. And secondly, the fella tells you that it's Gemaisit, so you can rely on him. But because there was a Miut Amihoritz, towards the end of the period of the Baishen, there was a Miut Amihoritz who were not medactic and afroshes maisris, so the Chachamim introduced as a Chumra. The Iker Adin is not a problem. They introduced as a Chumra that whoever purchases the Mai from an Amoritz has to be Mafrish, Truma Gedolah doesn't have to be has to be Mafrish, Maisir Rishon, Maisir Sheni, and so on and so forth. So after he's mafish the Maaseh Rishon, he doesn't have to give it to the Levi, right? Because Hamoitzim Mechaber all of Harai, the Rav is that the Amoritz is telling the truth, that he was mafish Maaseh Rishon already. So it's enough to be machmer that the purchaser who buys the Mai from the Amoritz has to be mafish Maaseh Rishon, but he doesn't have to give it away to the Kohen. But then after being mafish Maaseh Rishon, he has to be mafish Maaseh Min HaMaaseh. So what if a Zar will eat the Maaseh Min HaMaaseh, which is Dino Kitruma Gedolah? The Mishnah has four things have the same status. Truma Gedolah, Chala, Bikurim, and Maaseh Min HaMaaseh. They're all considered Truma. So if a Zar would eat Trumas Maaseh B'Meizid, there would be Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So if a Zar eats the Trumas Maaseh B'Shoigig, is Maaseh B'Chandish. So the Gemara says that this Mishnah is only Reb Meir. The Mishnah in the end of Hazor, Daf Nun Hem the base, it says that a Zar Shachal Trumas Maaseh Shel Demai, is Maaseh V'Chaymish, that's only Reb Meir, who says L'shitoso, that the Vlad is a Mamzer over here. But the way we don't Paskin like Reb Meir, just like we don't Paskin like Reb Meir, by the get, we would not say HaVlad Mamzer, the Vlad is never a Mamzer, so too, the Babli says, the Rambam doesn't Paskin like the Babli, the Talmud Babli says, on Daf Nun Hem Beis and Bav Metzia, that we ought to Paskin against the Stam Mishnah. We should Paskin that a Zar Shochal Trumas Maaseh Shel Demai is not chayv to give chaymash. What does it have to do? What is Rab Meir l'shitas or Rabbanu l'shitas? What does it got to do? Here they're talking about Mamzeris, here they're talking about Tosefes chaymash. So perhaps the Pashup Shat is, like that Gemara said in Masech HaShabbos, that chomesh is to Nisa B'dei Shamayim, what chatos is to kareis. So the only time you Maaseh chomesh by the Zar Shochal Truma B'Shoigei, is if he needs a kapora for such an avera chamura that is chay misa b'dei shamayim. If the whole thing is only tevel midirabbanan, the whole demai is only a chumim midirabbanan, so you can't say that there's misa b'dei shamayim. So Reb Meir says no. When the chachamim introduce a din derabbanan, we consider it as if there's misa b'dei shamayim midirabbanan, and therefore you got to give chay mishalso. The chachamim de Reb Meir said, what are you talking about? A chumim midirabbanan? There's no misa b'dei shamayim. We don't control the Bezen Shalmaila, they're not going to give Maaseh B'dei Shamayim because we declare that it's a Tevel. We're going to declare that it's Tevel, we're going to declare that the Trumas Maaseh has a status of Trum. Still, it's all Midirabbanan. There is no Maaseh B'dei Shamayim on an Aver Derabbanan. There's no Koris Midirayim Iku, the Gemara says. The Gemara says later in Gittin, there's no Koris Midirabbanan, there's no Maaseh B'dei Shamayim Derabbanan. So the Pashtus says, that's the Machlekes Amir and Derabbanan. Amir says, no. Once they made a din de rabbanon, it's dino ke tevel, the demai dino ke tevel. So when you mafish the trumas meiser, it's dino ke truma. And truma normally has misa v'dei shamayim. In this instance, there can be misa v'dei shamayim. But since it should have had misa v'dei shamayim, if it would have been real truma deraisa, so then you have to be misa v'chamish. The same over here by the Eshes Ish. what determines that the Vlad is Mamzer? So there are different opinions in the Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva is the biggest machmer of all. Chayvi Lavin, he makes a Vlad from Chayvi Lavin into a Mamzer. Most of we don't accept Rabbi Akiva. We pass him only from Chayvi Krisis, when the fellow violated Naver Sheesh B'Koris. So Eishes Sishde Raisa, this Koris. He was the Haneshe Sishma de Rabbanon, said there's no Koris. So you can't say that Akin of Vlad be a Mamzer. There's no Koris. If you would have said a Vlad Mamzer from Chayvi Lavin, is a different story. So this is an Iser Midi Rabbanon, an Eshet Sishma Rabbanon, is like a Chavi Lavin. But we paskin that there's only, the Vlad is only Mamzer from Chavi Krisis. So there is no Koris over here, it's only Midi Rabbanon. So Rabbi Meir says no, even though on Avera de Rabbanon there's no Koris, but since theoretically the Chachamim declare that the Get is no good, if you didn't say before an Echt, the Get is no good Midi Rabbanon. Get is no good, so the woman is an Eshet Sish, and an Eshet Sish, there should have been Koris. So we consider it as if we say that you have to act as if the Vlad is a Mamzer because we act as if there's Koris. And the Rabbanon said, what do you mean acting as if there's no Koris and there's no Misa B'li Shamayim on dealing with the Rabbanon? Maybe that's what the Gemara had in mind.
According to Meir, is the Vlad a real Mamzer? Is the Vlad a real Mamzer?
The Rabbanon. He can't marry a Mamzeris because Menatari is not a Mamzer. But he can't marry Yisraelis because he's a Mamzer with the Rabbanon. So he has to marry a Gioris. He's stuck.
He's not a real man.
He's a mamzer midrabbanon, but he's not a mamzer min haTorah. So you have to go to chumra in both directions. Okay, Belineru will continue on this. There's another, the two opinions in Rishonim, what creates mamzeris. So the one sheet is that what creates mamzeris is koris. According to the other sheet, it's possible to create a mamzer even though the bee is behet gomer. You can have a mamzer and a third. That's how Tosfos writes the end of the first perek in Yevamos. You can have a mamzer even though the bee is beheter. So how does this machleg zamer and the rabbanon totally in the machleg is by misa v'dei shemayim? We got to work on that tomorrow. You can daven mincha now. It's late on, but I have to daven at 1:30 with this message. Okay. Having an Erev tour today. In case anybody's interested, the Zvicha class that's learning Erev is going to have an Erev tour of the Erev in the community. So we'll show you the weakness and the strength of the Erev. What's good and what's not good. So you'll decide if you want to rely on the Erev. Okay, it's going to be 2 o'clock. We're going to meet downstairs in front of First Hall. Between 2 and 2:05, we're going to start. Yeah.